they're still going to have to forage actively during those that time. Yeah, good point. Yes, sir.
Jobs are moving more into structures during those 20 months. A higher incidence of infestation within homes.
I've talked to our extension officers, and they don't seem to think so. But just how accurate that information is, we don't know. If we get a control strategy where we can deny them the honeydew and the pine trees, we hope they're going to move somewhere else, or the colonies are actually going to starve to death, but they may just pick up and move into houses and actually exacerbate the problem. Something we need to check this year too.
Great.
Thank you.
We removed the infested food. Let me get this squared away. We were trying to simulate what we would have in a situation where you're not going to be spraying. Of course, the advantage to something like this is a tremendous labor-saving program, where if you just put the station or in the commercial area, perhaps a jail out where you suspect you've got some of these beetle problems, you don't have to do what you see here with this tremendous labor-intensive removal of all the items as you would normally have to do if you're going to spray. So this also gives us the opportunity to promote a program that would be a little greener, and as we know, that movement is
proteobacteria. Found in widespread arthropods and also in nematodes. They actually have they don't develop properly, they don't have offspring. So then we started shrinking down and going to smaller and smaller primers. And when we went to the whereas we had independent acquisition of a group of box. Florida, New York, Toronto, and Macha, Zambia. Wolbachia was highly prevalent in all populations, on average about 95%. with Thank you.